Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Hold on a minute, Mother. Don't finish making out that marketing list until you've checked to be sure of something. Have you made a note to get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store? Well, if you haven't, then by all means do so right away. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beef steak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. Now you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. Another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. A thrifty buy, a tasty buy. And you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Though she is saddened at the news that Johnny Keith's wife, Alice, is dying, Penny has had little time to think about its deepest ramifications. She's busy helping Nora with the baby and taking care of the house. And she has a job to find. And this morning, she has an unexpected guest.
Just a minute.
Good morning, Miss Kidd.
Oh, good morning, Miss Dodge.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
Oh, yeah. That goes without saying.
We'll be friends, perhaps, but I'm never too sure.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's chilly out this morning, isn't it?
It is? I really hadn't noticed. I had the heater on in my car, and fur is such a blessing if you're willing to pay the price for good fur.
Yes, that's a lovely mink, Miss Dodge.
Oh, it'll do. It's last year's coat, and I'm really a little bored with it now.
Well, last year's coat?
Hmm?
It looks brand new. The style is...
My own design. I think today's styles are atrocious, don't you?
Well, I'm hardly bothered by them, Miss Dodge. The closest I'll get to a new coat this year is in the Edge.
Well, you're not missing anything, anyhow. Oh, by the way, are you alone?
Oh, yes, except for Nora and the baby. Nora's giving Valerie a bath. Would you like to watch? She's adorable.
No, thank you, Miss Kidd. I see nothing amusing in a helpless child splashing for his life in a lot of soapy water. I was just wondering if you'd seen Professor Rogers lately.
No, I haven't. But I suppose you have.
Yes, but of course that's to be understood.
Is it?
Of course. Oh, don't tell me you haven't heard.
I haven't heard what?
Well, didn't the professor explain to you why you lost your job in his new laboratory?
Well, yes, he did. Quite to my satisfaction, too.
Oh, what did he say?
Well, why are you so curious?
Oh, now, please don't take offense, Miss Gibbs. It's just that... Well, after all, I know you must have been upset to lose such an attractive job. I just want to be sure that Professor Rogers made it clear to you why you lost it.
Well, it was for a very simple reason, Miss Dodge. The new laboratory was endowed, you know.
Yes, I know that.
And it seems that whoever gave the money didn't think that women should work.
Oh? He told you that, did he?
He told you something else?
No, I told him. Or rather, I told the finance board at the university.
You told the finance board?
Yes. Oh, certainly you must have suspected.
No, I didn't. I realized I should have, of course. So you endowed the professor's new laboratory.
Surprised? I don't think you should be. You know how much I care for the professor. There's nothing I wouldn't do for him. I'm sure you don't blame me, do you?
I don't see where that has any bearing on the matter.
Oh, now you're angry, Miss Gibbs, and you shouldn't be. I just couldn't have you working so closely with the professor, that's all. You're much too inviting, much too interesting, and the professor was interested in you.
How flattering.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, I really had no idea this would upset you so much. I feel terrible breaking it to you this way. I was almost sure you knew. I thought the professor himself had told you.
No, he didn't tell me, and I certainly appreciate his thoughtfulness in not telling me. I'm sure that you knew he didn't tell me, too.
You don't mean to accuse me of lying, do you?
No. No, I accuse you only of playing a woman's game against another woman. But I assure you, Miss Dodge, it isn't necessary in my case. I'm no competition for you, and I know it. I wouldn't want to be, even if I were. I'd rather you thought of me only as a friend or an acquaintance. not a competitor.
Miss Gibbs, your sweet innocence is not enough to make me drop my guard.
I mean it, Miss Dodge. Don't waste your time being on guard against me.
Oh, you're so naive. Don't you see the only thing that I have that you don't have is money? And unfortunately, the professor isn't interested in money. That puts us quite on an even basis.
I see.
Do you? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. You want to pretend to be open and above board with me in what you think will be a contest for Professor Rogers.
Isn't that only fair?
It's very fair and highly commendable, but a little laughable, too.
Laughable?
Yes, more than a little. You see, I'm not interested in the professor as much as you think.
Oh, now, Miss Gibbs, really?
No, really. Let's be honest, Miss Dodge, and understand each other. The professor and I are good friends. At least, I want us to be.
There are many degrees of friendship.
I know, but believe me, the professor and I are not friends to such a degree that you feel you have to struggle with me for his affection.
Miss Gibbs, I'm no older than you are, I'm sure. I may even be a year or two younger. But surely if I know how you feel about the professor, you must be aware of it, too. And it's not just a feeling of good fellowship. Don't try to tell me that it is.
I'm sorry, but that's all it is.
I'm sorry, too. But I'm sorry about something quite different. I came here to be honest with you. I didn't expect you to return my honesty with evasiveness.
You just won't believe me, will you?
I won't believe what can't be true. I know how the professor feels about you. And I know him well enough to know that he's not the kind to be in love with you if you aren't in love with him.
Oh, is the professor in love with me?
You know perfectly well he is.
I don't know he is. I don't believe he is.
Well, I can see there's no use talking to you.
Not about the professor and being in love, Miss Dodge. That's the farthest thing from my mind, and from his, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Stick to your story, Miss Gibbs, if you think it fools me, but it doesn't. I'm just sorry that you couldn't be more...
Excuse me a minute.
I'll go to the door with you. I'm leaving anyhow.
I'm sorry you have to leave feeling the way you do. I wish there was somebody...
Don't be sorry for me, Miss Gibbs. I'm quite aware of the truth.
Good morning, Miss Gibbs.
Well, Mr. Williams, come in.
Thanks.
Miss Dodge, this is...
Goodbye, Miss Gibbs, and perhaps next time you'll attempt to be adult about this thing.
What's the matter with her?
I wish I knew, Mr. Williams.
Unpleasant person. Who is she?
Madeline Dodge. I apologize for the way she snubbed you, Mr. Williams.
Don't bother. We'll get along without knowing each other. Nora here?
Mm-hmm. Upstairs, bathing the baby.
Well, I won't bother her right now. Hope you'll forgive this intrusion, but Nora asked me to come here this morning.
Oh? She didn't say anything to me. Oh, but it's all right. It's no intrusion.
It is an intrusion. I'll make my stay as brief as possible. I have an appointment at the bank at 11 this morning.
About the loan?
Yeah. And guess why Nora made me promise to stop off here before I went to the bank?
Why?
She wants to be sure I look all right.
Oh, she treats you like a child, doesn't she?
Well, I suppose she has to. Do I look as if I'll pass?
You look like an executive, Mr. Williams.
To you, but how'll I look to Nora? Did I shave close enough this morning? Did I do a good job pressing my suit?
You pressed the suit yourself?
Well, after a manner of speaking, really didn't need much. I haven't worn it in 5 years, and I've grown a little since then, haven't I?
Well, it still fits.
Yes, but a little too closely. But when I get to working out in the barn, dairy, I'll thin down again.
I'm sure you will. You're very hopeful about the loan, aren't you?
Hopeful? I'm positive of it. Never so sure of anything in my life. In fact, Miss Gibbs, since that young Freddie Lyon gave me that pep talk last week, I'm a changed man. I'm excited. I feel like doing things. I've got confidence I can do them. Freddie and I are going to take that ramshackle dairy farm of mine and turn it into a big business. You just wait and see.
Oh, I'm just as confident as you are, Mr. Williams. I know it'll be a success.
You bet it will, Miss Gibbs. It's, it's almost 11 o'clock. I have to be at the bank at 11 sharp. Hope I can pass Nora's inspection. You'd better come upstairs and give me a little moral support, Miss Gibbs. Sort of take my side.
So, you want a loan, do you? Well, Mr. Williams, loans aren't as easy to get as you think.
I realize that, Mr. Norris, but here's an itemized account of all the equipment at my farm and a report of its condition. I'm sure your bank can make the loan on that.
Well, Mr. Williams, if what you say is true, I don't see why we can't.
It is true, Mr. Norris. You come out and see for yourself.
I certainly intend to send an investigator out there, Mr. Williams. You're asking for a lot of money.
The dairy will make a lot of money once it gets going.
Yes, yes, I realize that. I remember some 15 years ago when that dairy was owned by the Foresters. It was the biggest and most financially successful dairy in this part of the state. But I don't know whether it can be that again.
Well, I intend to make it that, Mr. Norris.
I believe you do, sir. But it's not good business to lend money on intentions. However, we can lend money on the equipment and property you have, if it's what you say it is.
Can you lend the amount I ask? I'll need every penny of it.
Well, we'll see, Mr. Williams. I'll send an investigator out to see you tomorrow or the next day and act according to his report. That's fair enough, isn't it?
That's fine, Mr. Norris.
Very well, then. The investigator will be out to see you, and then you'll hear from me shortly thereafter.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Williams.
Oh, Mr. Norris. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know
you
were busy.
Madeline Dodge. What a surprise. This gentleman is just leaving. Come in.
Yes. Goodbye, Mr. Norris.
Goodbye, sir. Well, Madeline, what brings you here? Don't tell me you're down to your last 10 million.
No, I came down here on an errand for Mother. But tell me, what was that man doing here?
Now, Madeline, you know you shouldn't ask questions like that. This business is sometimes rather confidential.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that... Well, I saw that man this morning at the Gibbs house.
And so?
And so, nothing. It's just that... Oh, I know who he is. He's Paul Williams. He's Nora Williams' father.
Oh, never mind, Madeline. I'll find out all I want to know about him.
Well, Mr. Norris, if you're going to lend him money, don't. I know a lot of things about him that you'll never find out. He's lazy, worthless, and absolutely unreliable.
And where do you get all this information?
From a very excellent source. His own daughter.
Well, now, I never believe everything I hear, even from members of the family.
Well, if you're not concerned with that, I'd investigate his friends if I were you. I think he came here to borrow money. Yet his daughter tells me that he never cared for money. Someone's pushing him into this. Mr. Norris, take my advice and investigate him very, very thoroughly.
Thanks very much for the advice, Madeline. But I think I know how to handle my business.
Yes, Mr. Norris, you certainly do. But just remember that I have an interest in this bank, too. Doesn't my father just about own it?
Yes, and just about everything else in this town.
Well, now, let's just think about my father's bank for a minute. You know, Mr. Norris, I don't think Father would like it one bit if you lent his money foolishly. Do you?
So the wealthy Madeline Dodge is going to make it difficult for Paul Williams to get his loan. Is there any reason why he shouldn't be given the money, though? And was Madeline joking, or did she know when she said Professor Rogers is in love with Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, lady, do you have those what-to-serve-for-dinner blues? Well, then give us a listen. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now your local announcer.